North Africa looks to Egypt to settle her affairs. Radical Islamists threaten to shut down a church in the Middle East. And a clever outreach in Greece brings together friendship, books, and the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt's revolution no longer dominates the headlines. However, Open Doors USA's President Carl Mueller says discounting the changes there could be a costly mistake.
Egyptians have had the tradition of setting the course for a large part of the intellectual direction of Islam.
Islamists are looking for huge gains in a time of freer politics.
We've talked before about the role that the Muslim Brotherhood's had in being the seedbed of extremist movements for the last half a century. And even though we may not see a Muslim Brotherhood government in Egypt, there's no doubt that there's going to be far greater role for them in a future government in Egypt.
Before the revolution, the idea that Egypt might one day become an Islamic state wasn't up for debate. Now, it's not out of the realm of possibilities. In terms of the gospel, it's time to make hay while the sun's shining.
This is an opportunity for us in the midst of some of these things to do some unprecedented scripture deliveries, literature work, as well as doing some training to equip church leaders for the inevitable instability that's going to be around for some time.
Elsewhere in the Middle East and North Africa, Christian crisis responders are in danger. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response says believers in the region have to stand guard even when things are relatively peaceful. Now that chaos has broken loose in several countries, even distributing aid is dangerous.
We think humanitarian effort and helping people in conflict is something that everybody will respond to favorably, but they know that as they do this, this actually makes them more visible. And it actually puts them in more danger and more harm's way.
Palmer adds,
they choose to do this because the love of Christ compels them. They can't sit and watch this and people suffer, and they can't watch and not take advantage of what's happening right now to help people and to make Christ known.
BGR has been partnering with local churches and believers throughout several countries to provide hope, comfort, and relief. Pray for wisdom and boldness as they go forward. You're listening to Mission Network News. A church in another undisclosed Middle Eastern country has been given an expiration date. The Evangelical Free Church Association reports if the church doesn't purchase permanent property by June 1st, the government will close it down. The legislation is to prevent radical Muslim groups from meeting in secret, so meeting underground is illegal. Plus, if they do meet at home, seekers will likely be too scared to come. Go to our website to help the church buy a building. Meanwhile, Global Aid Networker Gain USA wants to give you a chance to help their overseas work without having to leave the United States. Gain's Joey Payne describes what they're doing at their Pennsylvania Distribution Center June 13th through the 17th.
We call people from all over the country, say, come in and help us sort and pack this humanitarian aid. They come in, they stay in local host homes, they stay in local hotels, they show up in the morning, they get trained quickly, and they go to probably one of 8 different jobs so that they can sort and check the aid.
Payne says this aid is simply a tool for local Christians to use for outreach.
They want to be able to go into an orphanage or a hospital or a prison or even into a refugee camp and share the gospel. But if people are hungry or they're sick or they just need clothing, it is really hard for them to hear anything.
Go to missionnetworknews.org and we'll connect you. And did you know more people in Greece are more likely to visit a Christian bookstore than a church? Well, it's for that reason that AMG International is operating 6 Logos bookstores around Greece as places to share ideas and the hope of Christ. Some customers visit to make copies or because they're curious. But as they develop friendships with the staff, ministry happens. AMG wants to open 3 more bookstores, but they need funds to do it. We have more details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action. Now they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.